But otherwise, the band has remained pretty much the same, right?
Yeah. Well, we changed our keyboard player, and other than that, everything else is intact. We got Doc Gehlig or John Gehlig on the bass. We've got and tremendous harmony vocal. We got Joe Sakana on drums, and he's harmony vocal. Joe Havlick is our lead guitar. Jake Olson is keyboard, and we're trying to get him to get harmony vocal, but I don't know. We'll get him one of these days, and then me. Yeah. And keep in mind, I do get to play harmonica, too.
So. Oh, awesome. What's new with Apache Blues? Can you tell us?
We're having the world premiere of the movie in Ontario, Wisconsin, on the 25th day of May, of which I am here to invite you to become the MC for that. You and I go back quite a ways, and I'm impressed with how you know everybody. And this is for the vets. And so Dwayne Blore, my buddy, who you've had down here, Dwayne has lost 60 pounds in 4.5 months. And I want to make sure that Dwayne is recognized. He's my very, very good friend, and I want to do this for him. So we're bringing the blues in. We're bringing hopefully all 13 blues. And that those were the search and rescue boys of Vietnam that Dwayne served with. We're bringing the directors of the movie, and this is being held in Ontario because Dwayne's nephew, David Blore, and his wife, Paula, own the Rivers End Bar. And so they've been in contact with me. We have a meeting this afternoon in Ontario with five of the local American Legions. And we're just going to make it. I know this sounds like pie in the sky, but I'm looking for 4,000 people.
My goodness.
In little bitty 800 people Ontario.
Yeah.
This is a world premiere, is something huge. And we need to face it that way. I want to get every military organization there's involved in this thing because we owe it to them. We owe it to them.
The film will be then released. How can people watch it after that?
Well, it's going to be on Amazon and Apple.
Okay.
And but that day we're gonna show the film at night, and the directors will be there. The blues will be there to ask or answer any questions and whatever. And I do want to introduce everybody individually because let me tell you a story. The 19th of March, 55 years ago, Dwayne Blore received the Silver Star. You remember a guy by the name of Walter Cronkite?
Mm-hmm.
Walter Cronkite sent a man by the name of Richard Threlkill over to Vietnam after Dwayne received the Silver Star. He saved his platoon. And that's 55 years ago, March 19th. This man will never tell you he's a hero, but in my book, he's a hero.
Yeah. You could almost write a book about him, couldn't you?
I've written a lot of songs about the guy.
Yeah, you have.
No doubt about it.
Your song Name Tag that we've played on the air is about him.
That was the first
him.
One. That was about him and Danny Rennish that ran into each other at my 50th class reunion. Last time they saw each other, Dwayne carried Danny out of the rice paddies in Vietnam with four holes in his back.
Yeah.
Next time they see each other 50 years later at my class reunion. Pretty amazing story.
Yeah, it deserved a song.
I think I got some divine intervention going on here.
I think so, too. How often do you write a song, Dan?
I've written 120 songs in 4.5 years. I just got hired by the Family and Children's Center out of La Crosse to write an entire CD for them for a fundraising project. That is an amazing outfit. In La Crosse alone, I just finished a song yesterday called Handprints. When you walk into the place and you see these 4x8 sheets of plywood, and you'll see a 4x8 sheet of plywood with all these handprints on them, the handprints signify each child that's gone through this abuse. I just had one picture of the 2022. I had a 4x8 sheet of plywood, which is going to be on the cover of the CD. 350 kids go through, in La Crosse alone, go through child abuse, of which 195 sexual. Sick. It's just sick. And we've got to bring a claim to that. I've been accused of being called a cause writer, and I guess if that's my mantra, then great, I'll stick with it. But when they hired me to do this, I consider this a gift. Thank you.
Those have to be hard songs to write, though, Dan.
Well, I want to make everything, and you know, when I wrote the original Handprints, I wrote it with where I wanted to punish somebody. And the girls over there, they said, no. You got to rewrite this thing. We want this thing about forgiveness and hope. And I'm not kidding you. They go by that. And that just amazes me. You know, somebody goes and abuses you, and what do? You want to, personally, I want to punch them. But they want to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that makes them special.
Yep. Part of the healing process, I guess.
Yep.
So, is there a deadline on that, when you have to have that done for the center in La Crosse?
24th of October.
Okay.
I'll have it done. Don't you worry.
Dan Cope, our guest on The Morning Show. We'll have more in just a moment. Local musician Dan Cope on our morning show get-together today. You're going to perform a song. Since you brought the guitar, we'll put you on the spot here a little bit.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I guess that's what I'm supposed to do anyway. Hey, did I invite you to be the MC? For,
yes, you did.
Did I do it on air?
Yeah, you did.
Did everybody agree?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to check my calendar on
that. Oh, don't give me that.
Check with
my
agent.
Yes.
I can't until I check with my agent.
this song I'm going to do is called Band of Brothers, and Ole and I were on our way down to Nashville to record another song, and on the way down I wrote this song, and this is dealing with the camaraderie that these guys have had and how they got together and how truly they love one another. Veterans. And so anyway, I wrote this song, and Ole goes to Mike Shrimp, the guy that ran the studio, and she told him that I had another song to do. And I didn't know that I had set this thing up. She had set this up. So we got done with that, the other song, and he says, I understand you got another one. And I said, oh? And in walks Jordan Larson, who is one of the most fantastic guitar players I've heard. And he brings a 12-string guitar out, and never, ever saw this song. And I think it was either one or two takes, but it was amazing. And this is on the CD, Apache Blues. And I'll be playing this thing. Now, I got to go to Louisville next week. I'm playing in Mid-American Truck Show, and they're honoring the vet. And so That's why I'm going. And by the way, you ever heard of Red Eye Radio?
No.
They're out of Texas. They play my stuff on, they're almost as good as WRCO.
They're getting there, huh?
Anyway, that's why I'm going.
All right. Well, take it away, Dan Coba on The Morning Show.
I hope my music makes a difference and is played past eternity. You're the ones who fought the war, inspired a man like me. Forgive the grief when you came home. We tried to make things right. You gave this country all you had. You gave much more than fight. You formed this band of brothers from many walks of life. The war brought you together. You've handled all the strife. I know that each had lost someone, a friend who had your back. You keep in touch with one another and you try to stay intact. Decades have elapsed, the years have all gone by. You question when this happened. You always wondered why. A war brought you together, a friendship that has grown. You formed your band of brothers, and you'll never be alone. The message that I leave you, you can dwell upon. You'll never be forgotten when you're dead and gone. 'Cause the war brought you together, a friendship that has grown. You formed your band of brothers, and you'll never be alone. You formed your band of brothers, and you'll never be alone.
Dan Coba, nice job. That's from the Apache Blues CD and movie. Yeah. Which is going to be officially coming out this year.
25th of May.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it quite a while ago.
World premiere.
We talked about it with the producers of that. We had them on the morning show, and that's been, what, a couple of years, hasn't
it?
When they were they were sitting at your kitchen table, I think, and they called us up.
The yellow table.
The yellow table. Yeah. Sorry. And that song, is that the closing song for the movie?
Then? No.
Oh, it's not. It's the last song on the CD. That's why I asked that.
So. It's a song that is on the CD, but not in the movie.
Oh.
Not in the movie. So when we're dealing with the movie, I wrote a song called Veterans Trail. And Veterans Trail is the closing of the movie. And then I wrote another song called Requiem. And remember when I told you about Richard Threlkill? So the day that he gets over to Vietnam to visit with Duane, they got 9 dead VC laying on the ground, Viet Cong. And somebody from CBS is going through their pockets. And one of the blues comes out of his hooch and he says, let the dead rest. And I saw that in the trailer. So I wrote the song Requiem. I never used the word Requiem in the song, but Requiem. I was raised Catholic, and the Requiem Mass is your departure Mass. It's your funeral Mass. So I wanted to put an honor to the thing, even though they were the enemy. You got to treat them with respect.
Most definitely. You've written, we talked about a little more serious songs. Was Church Lady the one that began it all, or was that?
Well, the first song that I did was called Thank You, Mom.
Oh, that was the first.
And
okay.
you guys play that.
Yeah.
You definitely play it during Mother's Day.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much for that. I remember Mom, when I wrote the song Thank You, Mom, I didn't know what to get her for Christmas of 2016. And my sister Nance calls me up and said, why don't you write Mom a song? Now, I'm the rookie in the whole bunch, you know. Everybody in my family is all musical, but I never had time for it. All I had time to do was work and make a buck.
Drill wells.
Yeah, things. Drill wells. There you go. Anyway, I went and wrote this song for my mom, and I played it for her at Christmas, and Mom cocks her head to the side, and she said, when did you learn how to play guitar? And I said, well, Mom, I've been taking lessons for a year and a half. I said, what do you think of my voice? She said, well, you got an okay baritone voice, but your breathing just stinks. And I said, well, Mom, you're a music teacher. Why don't you do something about that? And the beautiful thing was that every Wednesday from that day on, every Wednesday, I would go to Mom, and I would have my voice lesson from 5 until 6, and then we'd have a meal from 6 until 7. And I think the best thing, a way of putting it, is I got to know my mom.
Yeah, awesome. She didn't even charge you, huh?
She did.
Oh, she did.
She did. Her rate was $5, and I paid her $5. Yeah. Cheap lady, huh?
That is awesome. Well, some big things coming up here. Keep us posted on what's going on, Dan. And
thank you very much for having me. You guys have been so wonderful for me because, you know, a little guy by the name of Sam Heenick?
I know the name, I
Sam
guess.
Heenick would be Stevie Heenick's son. And I was playing at the school. I was doing Tailspin at the school because they're having an all-school read of that book. And Sam Heenick, who's a kid, a high school kid, comes up to me and he says, Farmageddon's still your best song.
Really?
So thank you.
Yeah, everybody has a favorite. Good. And even Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, right?
I think
that was influential to you.
Do you want me to do that?
Do you know that song?
I love it. Will you help me sing it?
I was just kidding.
You wanna?
Oh, yeah, I had it.
All right, we'll do her.
All right.
We'll do her. This is my wife's family theme song. They
really
love this song.
It's a prom theme for you.
Well, they
it?
Got all kinds of kids in her family, and they all love Dead Skunk. So, you gonna help me sing it?
Maybe we'll see.
Come on,
we'll see where we fall in.
Crossing the highway late at night, I should've looked left and I should've looked right. Didn't see the station wagon car, and the skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, and it's stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, there ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can feel it in your olfactory. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, and it's stinking to high
heaven.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Well, you got your dead cats and you got your dead dogs, and on a moonlight night you got your dead bullfrogs. You got your dead rabbits and your dead raccoon. The blood and the guts are gonna make you swoon. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, and it's stinking to high heaven. Let's have you sing that.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a
dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Dead skunk
in the middle of the road,
and it's stinking to high
heaven.
Heaven.
Oh, that's a classic, Dan. Dan Koba.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on the morning show today.